The Barack Obama campaign is apologizing to two Muslim women for the way they were treated at a rally on Monday. Campaign volunteers told the women, who were wearing headscarves, that they couldn't sit behind the podium. It was apparently an effort to prevent them from appearing behind Obama in photos and on television. A friend of one of the women contacted Ben Smith, a reporter at Politico, and he writes about the story today. Ben, you have talked with one of the women. You've emailed with another. What's their version of what happened at this rally on Monday?
Well, in both cases, they were with groups of friends, some of them Muslim, some not, and volunteers approached their friends and said, "Would you come and sit in the special seating behind the candidate?" And the friends said, "We'd love to, but can our friend come along? And, she's wearing a headscarf." And that's where the volunteers both said, "No, she can't." In one case, the friends of Heba Aref, who's a young lawyer in Detroit, were told that the political climate didn't permit Obama being, seen with somebody wearing a headscarf, somebody evidently visibly Muslim. In the other case, the woman's friends were told, and she was then later told, that they weren't allowing headgear on stage, no baseball caps and no headscarves, which isn't usually how headscarves are treated. They're usually treated like yarmulkes, like turbans, as sort of a religious exemption to that kind of rule.
And as we mentioned, Barack Obama's campaign has apologized, seems to be taking pains to say these were campaign volunteers. This is not the policy of the campaign itself.
Yeah, there's no evidence that it is the policy of the campaign generally. The next morning, he happened to be photographed standing beside a student at another Michigan university wearing a headscarf. But there is certainly a sensitivity to the issue of his being perceived as a Muslim, and that at some level, I think, trickled down to these volunteers, or a sensitivity to Islam being very controversial in America.
It's a tricky issue, Ben, because obviously Barack Obama has been trying to shoot down rumors that he is Muslim when, in fact, he's Christian. At the same time, doesn't want to alienate Muslims or imply that Islam is a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a really complicated thing because, yes, and some Muslims occasionally take offense at his saying, repeatedly, I'm not a Muslim because, what's wrong with that? And sometimes he'll say there's nothing wrong with that, but he doesn't always say it. And certainly the implication is that there's some political downside to being a Muslim in America right now.
Did that apology from the campaign satisfy the two women involved here?
I've only spoken to one of them about that, Heba Aref, who said that she wasn't quite satisfied because she thinks it's a big deal, basically, and that it really kind of cut against the core of Obama's message and his appeal to her. And she wanted a personal apology, and then she thought about it a little more and said that maybe just being asked to sit behind him at the next event would suffice.
It always is a question, I think, for those of us watching, who gets to pick who sits behind the candidate? And this all must be very carefully stage managed to get the perfect photo op.
Yeah, it's one of these unspoken, unwritten about things that the candidate, I don't think they circulate memos about it, but the candidate's advance staff very carefully select, the right demographic look as part of the staging of these theatrical events. Often it's about getting the right racial composition. When Obama, there was a question about his appeal to white women. Suddenly you'd see him at these events, with lots of middle-aged white women waving little American flags behind him. Hispanic guy in New Hampshire was telling me about a couple weeks ago being asked to contribute to the diversity behind John McCain at an event. So it's just like an advertising. It's something they think very hard about, although not something they like to talk about. And it's particularly for Obama, whose sort of message is about transcending the old-fashioned identity politics. It's something particularly kind of isn't quite consonant with his campaign.
Ben Smith, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Ben Smith, senior political reporter with Politico.